listening to A Penny and a Peswa. I'm your host, Ursula Imra. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Penny and a Peswa. I am your host, Ursula Imra, and you are listening to Season 3, Episode 6. You are also listening to the season finale. Yes, this season I decided to keep it short and sweet. And, you know, just considering the fact that I was recording in different locations, three different continents, three different countries, it was crazy this season, but I really enjoyed it. It's definitely something I will do again. I really had fun this season, tried a lot of new things. We had some wonderful guests on this show. We had Delaney, and you know we were on here talking about relationships. Definitely go and listen to that episode. That was episode 5. I also had Tonya Marie Parker. Such a sweet, sweet, sweet photographer, badass photographer. And that episode was also interesting because I decided to present it in a very different way, different from how I usually present podcasts. So if you wanna, you know how I did that, and if you want to know more about Tonya Marie Parker, I suggest you go and listen to episode 4. I also had the amazing Afro Soul artist, Sylphie. That was such a wholesome episode. It was very fun. I recorded Sylphie's episode and Tonya Marie Parker's episode while I was in Paris. That was great. I think I also recorded my episode of Delaney while I was in Paris. We'll talk about Paris a little bit later because you know I'm going to come on here and talk about Paris. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that like Paris is my life now. But anyways, and then some other guests we had on the show were Enjoyment Mommy and Matt Ondes, and I really loved having them. It was special because it was my first time recording with any guests in person. I recorded that episode with them in Accra, and when I tell you that it was the craziest thing I had ever done, shout out to my family for being so supportive. Because it was a weeknight and we started really late. We started at 7 p.m. and ended at 12 a.m. We took a food break. We stopped to gossip. It was really, really fun. And honestly, I think if you're ready to listen, I think honestly, if you want to listen to rants and bants and just, you know, us complaining about living in Ghana or just being young people navigating the world in general, because I don't live in Ghana full time, I definitely think you should go and listen to episode 2. And yeah, this season was fun. I really enjoyed it. Since the last time I actually recorded, so the last episode, I recorded it somewhere in March or April, and this episode I'm now recording on Wednesday and it's going to be released on Friday, July 8th. But since the last time I recorded, a lot has happened, a lot has changed for me. From the start of me recording this season till now, a lot has changed. So as I mentioned earlier, I recorded some of the season in Accra, Ghana. So in December till January, I was in Accra, Ghana. I was working on a project, a film project, an independent film project. I was out there for about 8 weeks grinding and creating. And if you are interested in seeing the film project I was working on, follow me on Instagram and stay tuned because I will be releasing that very soon. Finally. Yeah, so I was in Accra. I was having fun. I met up with Enjoyment Mommy
Emma Onde.
Funny enough, also, considering the fact that I started this podcast during the pandemic, so I have been friends with Enjoy Mommy and Matt Onde for roughly 2 years. And this was my first time meeting them. This was my first time meeting a lot of people this past December. It was my first time meeting a lot of people. And also I got to see some of my old friends. So that was really good, really fun, really wholesome. If you've been to Ghana for fun, you know, when you're not stressing, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I think every single day I was going out, I had so much fun. It was so fun. And I will be honest, my entire Ghana trip from day one jacked up my whole sleep schedule. It's, what, 7 months after my time in Ghana, and my sleep schedule is still out of whack, but I do not regret it. I don't regret it one bit. It is 100% worth it. What else has happened? Oh, yeah. So after Ghana, I went to Paris. I did a semester, my last semester of college, actually. Yes, I decided to spend my last semester of college in Paris, France. And it was very life-changing. December to May, very life-changing. Very life-changing experiences. Yeah, and I just had a good time out there. I will get into Paris later on in the episode. And finally, I graduated. I finally came back to the U.S. and I graduated at the end of May. You are now listening to someone who has a bachelor's degree in international studies and French. And I'm currently trying to complete my minor because I decided to get up and go to Paris, like out of the blue. Again, I'll talk about that later on the episode. I didn't really complete my minor, so I'm taking one more class and I'll have, you know, a visual communications minor. But yeah, congratulations to me and congratulations to all 2022 graduates. We did it. We made it. Now it's time for the real stuff. I knew the real world was hard and literally the trenches, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard. Like, I am currently, you know, doing the whole job hunt shenanigans because I decided to take a gap year. I was not about to be out here doing grad school right after. I remember story time. I remember when I was like 6 or 7, my dad took me, my brother, and sister to McDonald's. This was before we moved to Ghana. This was, I think, a few months before we moved to Ghana. And I remember the cashier asked us how school going and everything. And then he asked, like, do we like school? And this moment really stands out in my mind because I remember, like, taking a minute to answer the question because I was like, I really don't like school. I only say yes because my parents expect me to say yes. And I told this guy, like, no, I hate school. And my dad looked at me. He was like, okay. So anyways, long story short, I actually do not like school. I don't like school, guys, but I don't mind going to school. Does that make sense? Like, I don't like school because I don't like having to, you know, I don't like the structure it puts in my life because I have to work all the other things I want to do around the school schedule. But I like school because I benefit from it and I learn a lot. And if it's not obvious, I really like I like defining what I do with my time. So I think that's the main reason why I don't like school, because school, especially college, and now grad school, really determines what you do with your time and how your time is allotted. And it's annoying. And so does, you know, the work world, which, again, we'll talk about that later on in the episode. But yeah, that's what I've been up to since you last, you know, heard from me alone on the podcast. Let's start talking about Paris, because I feel like ever since I came, I haven't even had the chance to, like, be that annoying, you know, person who studies abroad, which honestly, I didn't think I'd be that person because I've lived abroad for so long. I'm used to living in countries where, you know, I'm not like
100% used to living in the culture, even though Ghana doesn't really count, but it does count to some extent. Anyway, I think when it comes to studying abroad, I definitely believe that if you really want to do it and you have the opportunity to do it, you have the financial resources to do it, do it. You won't regret it, especially if it's something you've been thinking about for a long time. You will not regret it. Everybody needs to travel from their home country at least once in their life. You will be a changed person when you come back, believe me. What I will say, though, is that don't be like me and decide to study abroad 2 weeks before the application deadline. So let me talk about this. I had planned to study abroad during my spring semester of my junior year. And because of COVID, everything kind of got jumbled up because originally the locations I wanted to go to before the pandemic, which was Dakar, Senegal, they had canceled the program because they couldn't keep their staff, They couldn't keep the program up and running. I said, okay, then. Then I saw this program in Paris. I was like, oh, this program looks like something I would like. And then the pandemic hit. And I was like, damn, okay. So we were advised to either, postpone, completely cancel, or choose a different program. Because what was happening was all these programs had... this was when the world began to reopen and, adjust the pandemic. So all these programs were doing this thing where yes, you can still come to the country. You can either do the study abroad remote, which does not make sense to me, or you can come to the host country, but all your classes will be in person. Everything's closed down. Museums are closed down. Everything's closed down. Things that are not closed down are the essential stuff, grocery stores, hospitals. And it wouldn't really be a true study abroad experience. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to be hustling, bustling to get to Paris or France and then be taking classes on Zoom. So I decided to stay. At that point, I was like, I'm not going to study abroad because I had lived in Ghana for so long, my language requirement for my international studies major, not my language requirement, my abroad requirement for my international studies major was waived. And then for French, because of the pandemic, they had waived it. And either way, regardless of whatever it was, they were waiving it because of the pandemic up until my graduation year, 2022. So yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm not going. And I knew I was going to finish a semester early. So I was like, let me just finish a semester early. And then I was planning that I would go to Ghana in December, work on my project, do my senior projects, and then spend spring semester in Ghana chilling and all that. And then last summer, I, looked at the program again. I spoke to the study abroad program coordinator on my campus. And she had told me that, with most of the programs now, everything is, mostly back to normal, just like the US. So I can go if I want to, because I had already started my application process already. It wasn't like I had to go through all these recommendations and approvals and, health exams. So I decided to apply, two weeks before the application deadline. And boy, oh boy, was I stressed out. Even getting my visa, that day when I was going to get my visa, I was sick. Fall semester of my senior year, when I told you that it was hard and stressful, I was like, damn, is this how my last semester on campus is going to be? But there was a point during that semester where I caught the flu. Thank goodness it wasn't COVID, but I caught the flu. And I became so ill that I couldn't even speak. I was whispering. And even after I had recovered and I was up and about, I still didn't have a voice. I would speak, and if you don't see my face, you would not know I was the one speaking. Because during that time, my voice was just not. For a month, I had lost my... I can't even imitate the way I was speaking during that time because it brings me goosebumps. I was wow. I'm not going to be a podcast host anymore because I do not have a voice. It's not even it's a voice I could manage. you could not comprehend what I was saying during that time. So when I was going to get my French visa, that was like right around the time the code was, you know, coming to its end. And, you know, they put up these glasses because regardless of COVID or not, there are these, you know, plexiglass between you and the person. And I thought I wasn't going to get my visa because the person didn't hear a word. You get what I'm saying? Excuse me? Pardon? I was like, damn. You guys, they're going to be like, this girl's too sick to travel. So anyways, but thank God I got my visa, headed to Ghana and then to Paris. And yeah, it was stressful at the beginning. So definitely plan ahead. But aside that, when it comes to expectations versus realities in relation to Paris, France, and I'm talking about Paris, France, because I went to a couple of other places, but I didn't spend enough time there. I mean, I would definitely recommend the south of France. Nice, is Bordeaux down there? But Nice for sure. I would recommend Nice, but Paris, maybe I just love the place so much, but it is the most extra city I've ever been to. Colorful, beautiful. The people are so animated there. The fashion is everything. And it's definitely one of those places that is not overrated, in my opinion. I think a lot of places in Europe are actually not overrated, like Italy, London, Paris. I do remember I had a friend told me that, this was way before I even wanted to study in Paris, but he told me that Paris is always cold and gray and cold. So I was expecting that when I got there. But then the spring came early, and even when it was cold and cloudy, the city was, it was dope. But I definitely think Paris was worth the hype. It's a city of history. If you love history, you understand history, and you want to be somewhere where you are living in history from day to day, Paris is the city for you. I lived on a very beautiful campus down on the southern, like when I say southernmost part, it is the southernmost part of Paris, but it was still very pretty down there. It's an amazing city, a very amazing city. I definitely would 100% live there. And I will say that when I first got there, I was like, Paris is nice and it's lovely and everything, but then the language is killing me. Because before Paris, I had never been anywhere where French was like the primary language. But I have been studying French for over 10 years. So I've been with people who are native French speakers, and I've been around, you know, a couple of friends who, like, you know, we all know how to speak a little bit of French. But never have I been in a country where, like, you know, French is, you know, on top of all other languages. And at the beginning, I remember I went to a bistro on my street that I was living on. And when I was trying to get the bill, the waiter asked me if I wanted dessert. And I didn't understand what he said, and he didn't speak English. So instead of me to, you know, try and figure it out, I was like, I don't know. At the beginning, I was just really stressed out. So I just said yes to whatever he said, and then he brought me the dessert menu. And when I told you that, I wanted to cry so bad, because I was like, I cannot even, like, tell the waiter that I want the bill. And, like, I want the bill and all that. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to live in this country, but I can't even do, you know, simple day-to-day things. But by the end of March going into April, when I told you that I was full on having conversations with, so there was this, panini sandwich stand right outside my building, run by these two amazing, lovely people. Oh my gosh, I miss them so much. But apparently they have the best crepes. They make savory crepes. They have the best crepes in, you know, that arrondissement. And when I tell you that, it reached a point where I could have full on, you know, casual conversations with them in French, I was like, yeah, I can definitely stay here. And honestly, by the time I was leaving, the primary reason why I wanted to stay there was because of the language. But it's definitely a city I would, if you see me visiting Paris multiple times in a year, mind your business, because you do not even know. I felt so happy there, so creatively free, even though I will say that from last year up until, you know, the like right before I went to Ghana, I was suffering from severe creator's block. But when I got to Paris, that kind of lifted a little bit, even though I didn't really create anything. I just, you know, recorded podcast episodes. And that was pretty much it. I was really inspired my entire time there. And I came back with this fire to just, you know, put out and produce. And I definitely have Paris to thank for that. So if you haven't gotten the point yet, the point is, if you have the opportunity, one, if you have the opportunity to study abroad, do it. Whatever country it is, whether you understand the language or not, it's scary at first. I didn't think I was going to be scared moving to a foreign country, but I was. It's a learning curve because there's a lot of things in Europe that, there are a lot of things in the U.S. that don't fly in Europe, and there are a lot of things in Europe that don't fly in the U.S., but do it if you have opportunity. Secondly, if you have opportunity to go to Paris, go to Paris. go to Paris. That's all. Yeah. Yeah. I think also I was talking to my dad about this, but another reason why I loved Paris so much is because Parisians and French people in general just love to enjoy life. And honestly, growing up in Ghana, I think I really had that mentality of like, life is for the enjoying. So why am I working a 9-to-5, paying this much for an apartment, only to be in the apartment from 5 p.m. to like 6 a.m. when I have to go to work here? Like, so I definitely loved Paris because they really believed the culture is really centered around enjoying and relaxing, you know, having a good time, spending time with people you love. And, you know, I that stuff is important to me. Also, I just don't like work in general. The sound of work doesn't sound good in my ears. So, but that's a discussion for another day. But anyways, yeah, I'm done, guys. I'm not saying I'm not going to talk about Paris ever again. Neither am I saying that I'm not going to post anything on my story about Paris ever again. But I think I've finished talking about Paris extensively for a long time. Now, sometimes I wake up and I just remember certain things. I've gotten to that point, you know, post-study abroad, where you wake up and you remember very specific things that you used to do. And I'm even starting to, you know, have that for Ghana as well. So I think I need to travel soon. But anyways, speaking of traveling, let's talk about graduating and just being, I didn't know that being a graduate would be this hard. I told my friend the other day that I wouldn't mind being back. Like, if I had to do another semester of school, I would actually do it because I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I know I didn't mention earlier that I don't like school, but at least with school and the, you know, the type of structure that school provides, you're not like forced to think about what am I doing with my life, you know, like seriously. But now that I've graduated and I don't have like classes to look forward to, homework to think about, essays, projects, you know, club activities to commit to and stuff, and everything is like, you know, up to me. Like, it's up to me whether I want to, you know, pay attention to my podcast, because now I have more time to pour into my podcast. I have more time to pour into other stuff I've always wanted to do, like everything that I wish school was out of the way for me to do. Now I'm scared to do them. On top of that, looking for a job is really, really, really hard. And also, I just hate networking. I just hate networking in general. So
I think, like, for the whole month of June, at least, I went to a pretty rough night.
I should have applied to grad school last year so I can go to grad school this September. Instead of taking a gap year. But it's going to be okay because I have to bring myself out. And I've been seeing a lot of posts about people saying, you know, they're being lost in their 20s and they're in their 20s and they're lost and they're done with school and they have a job and everything, but they're still lost. Or, you know, they're still looking for a job and they're lost. At first, when I used to see those videos, I used to say, yeah, I can relate. I was lying because I hadn't finished school. Like, now that I'm done with school, I'm like, yeah, I can really relate. I really understand the feeling of being lost during this period of time. It just feels really, it doesn't feel very grounding at all. And I think for someone like myself, it's very frustrating because I'm a creature of habit and I love, you know, having structure. But now that my structure is, and my, you know, whole, you know, thing out of funk, I just feel, and it's annoying because you know your end goal, you know what you want to do, you know what type of future you want to have, but when they say that the hardest thing to do is to start, it's really hard, especially if you're an overthinker, you're an introvert, you know, all these other mental issues that can bother you along the way. It's really hard to start because it feels, for some of us at least, it feels like we're not even starting from the bottom, we are starting from under the ground and we're now digging ourselves out. So yeah, but that's the real world and that's life. And you know, I'm still finding my footing. Hopefully by next season I won't be this, you know, all over the place. And I feel like I'm all over the place in a good way because I'm done with school. Very grateful for that. I'm trying to find my footing. I really enjoy my time abroad. I know some people go abroad and they don't have great times. I enjoyed my time abroad. I'm grateful for that. Enjoyed my time in Ghana. Did my project that I have been working on for over 2 years. Grateful for that. And I'm just ready to put my best foot forward. So next season is going to be a whole different issue. I'm definitely going to be more adult than I am now. Now, at first when I was saying I was an adult, I was playing around. Now I'm a real adult, so put some respect on my name. And to all my 2022 graduates out there, congratulations. For all of you listening, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening to this entire season. Stay tuned because, again, now that I have some free time, you know, graduating and all, I can put out more of, I can execute more of the plans that I had for A Penny and A Peswa. So please continue to support us. Please continue to follow us on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. And thank you all so much for your support. Shout out to our guests throughout the season. Shout out to the Sylphie. Shout out to Delaney. Delaney. Shout out to Enjoyment Mommy and Matt on this. Shout out to Tonya Marie Parker. Shout out to Derek for creating the theme song for this season. Thank you so much, Derek. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Derek. I really appreciate you. Like, I owe you big time. I owe you big time. Thank you to Carlton for helping us rebrand for the logo and everything. All the branding, the color palette. Thank you so much, Carlton. Thank you to my family for being so supportive. Thank you to all my friends. And just thank you to all of you, once again, for listening, for coming back every episode and every season. Every week when I go on to check the analytics, I am amazing in a blaze. I'm always shocked because the numbers just keep on increasing. And I'm speechless, obviously. Like, just thank you so much for all your support. Very much appreciate it. A Penny in a Pesswa, again, as always, is going to come back bigger and better next season. And stay tuned because, you know, I always have something special for you on our Instagram page. You can follow us at @penny_and_apesswa because we did change our handle. You can follow me at ursula.imra on Instagram and @nana_imra on Twitter. Thank you so much once again. I cannot thank you guys all enough. One day when we blow, I'll be giving out free stuff. That's all.
Thank you guys so much
for listening to this episode. And thank you for listening to this season. This is the end of season 3, but not the end of A Penny and A Pesswa. And I'll see you all on the flip side. Goodbye. Listening to this episode of A Penny and A Pesswa. All guest information can be found in the description of today's episode. You can listen to A Penny and A Pesswa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all podcast listening platforms. Stay in the loop and join the conversation by following us on Instagram and Twitter @penny_apesswa. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of 5 stars. See you on the flip side.